And once again, a special guest joins me by phone. Her name is Jane Vignes. Hi, Jane.
Hi.
And thank you so much for joining us on Pioneer 90.1.
You are welcome.
You're a very busy person. Let's talk about exactly who you are. Who is Jane Vignes?
Well, I am primary, the librarian in Climax. So we're a branch library of Lake Agassiz Regional Library, mm-hmm. and we are open 20 hours a week. So that gives me 20 hours where I'm connected to a chair or a building.
Okay.
And otherwise, on the move.
Now, where is the library located in Climax, Minnesota?
It is right on Broadway. So okay. 104 Broadway, right across from the Corner Cafe.
Okay. Easy location to find. Very good.
Yes.
Now, you're also very active beyond the library, and I'll read what I've been given here by the folks at the Arts Council. You're very active in the Sand Hill Historical Society, and I think I want to stop right there and ask about that. What is that society, and what do they highlight?
The Sand Hill Historical Society was started in 2000, and they are an extension of the Old Settlers Association that was North Dakota and Minnesota
mm-hmm.
Organization. And so we have a log farmstead that we're rebuilding on the west side of town,
okay.
Along the river's edge there. And then we also incorporated arts into their, we also started a festival, a community festival in 1999, and incorporated art into that festival from the very beginning. And, you know, art is a little bit scary to some people. They kind of tend to, I don't know, have excuses, have, you know, throw up barriers. But if you add some fun or some food with it, they'll come.
Now, that's an interesting point, Jenny. If I can ask why that would be, why do you think that is, there's a concern or a standoffishness toward art?
I think people don't see their creativity in themselves, or they think it's, you know, somehow lacking, so I don't really belong there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. It's one of those things that maybe you see in a bigger city like Minneapolis, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And all arts, that's not me. But if you, sure. you know, there's something for the kids, there's something for the mm-hmm. family, there's a meal to eat. And by the way, there's, you know, either local artists or a musicians group or, you know, community play.
Yeah. So is that festival still going on?
It is. We have it the first Saturday in June. It's called Small Town Saturday.
Okay.
Is
that usually on a Saturday? It's on a Saturday, right? So what's involved then? Is there food?
There is food.
Okay.
The firemen cook a meal so that frees up the Sand Hill Settlement people to, you know, be other places.
Mm-hmm.
There's a talent show, a tractor pull, kids games, usually a farm animal petting zoo kind of a thing, that just local 4-H kids will bring in their farm animals and have them down by the log site. Fire truck rides they have there.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it definitely is, and the kids look forward to it every year. In the off year that we've had a all-school class reunion, and we say, well, we can't have too many things in a small town in one summer. And so we just kind of have a, you know, something by the way. Everybody says, well, where is our small town Saturday?
Uh-huh.
So they do miss it when it's not there. But
so that's coming up on, where's my calendar here? That's coming up on June 3rd?
Yep.
First Saturday in
yep.
June. Yeah.
Yes.
Not too far away. Wow.
No, it isn't.
Right.
It'll be Memorial Day, and then it'll be here.
So listeners, make a note. The place to be on Saturday, June 3rd is Climax, Minnesota. Now, Jane also is organizing and has organized a big event in the Red Lake Falls area, the Chautauqua French-Canadian Métis Arts Festival each year. That's in late August. You've written about the event. You have helped produce newsletters and much more. And this is a broader sense of something that I have learned about you in my information given to me by the Arts Council, in that you are looking at a melting pot in the area, lots of different cultures and traditions in the area.
Yes, yes. That's the one place, one area specific in our Northwest Minnesota that calls for that kind of a commemoration because of the treaty signing there with the Ojibwe back in 1863.
Now, in the short time we have left, and time does fly by when we talk with guests on the air here, which is unfortunate, but that's part of life. I want to touch upon a big award you received recently at the Spring Arts Showing and Festival in Halsted, Minnesota. You were named Northwest Minnesota Art Advocate of the Year. Were you surprised by that, Jane?
I was. I was very honored and surprised.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. It's nice to have the recognition, though, isn't it?
Well, it is. And although in a small town you get recognition, not maybe face-to-face,
right,
but just kind of by the way, like there's something, you know, we're doing something fall in town. We decorated, you know, some street things, and they all, you know, at the corner bar, oh, that must be the library that has something to do with that.
Oh, sure.
And indirectly,
yeah,
it's really Jane at the library that has something to do with that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And if I could, one more point. How important is the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council for Northwest Minnesota?
It is very important in that first it was the State Arts Board that, you know, we leaned on to get our start in the arts and audience, you know, participation. We did spent some time learning, you know, and doing that. But then the Arts, Northwest Minnesota Arts Council, has been there for funding all of our residencies that we've applied for. Drama, Scandinavian dance, Spanish dancers, you know, artists' residencies, pottery in the school.
Yeah,
they've been there every year and are always positive, always have, you know, funding and support.
Yep, very positive support. Well, Jane, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon. I know you're very busy. And again, Jane is the public librarian in Climax, Minnesota. Very, very active in the arts world, both center stage and behind the scenes, too. And as you can tell by the way she responds, she doesn't do this for the accolades. She doesn't do it for the applause. She does all this work because she wants to do it to enhance the culture in the area. And that's a wonderful thing. And congratulations again on being named Art Advocate of the Year by the Arts Council, Jane.
Thank you so much.
And don't forget about that big event coming up on June 3rd, right, in Climax. It's called what again?
Small Town Saturday.
Small Town Saturday. That begins at what time, Jane?
9 o'clock, there's a 5/10K walk to Frog Point Park.
Okay.
In North Dakota.
And a full day of events planned for Climax, Minnesota on Saturday, June 3rd. Jane, thank you again.
Thank you for the call.